We're going to the table of the Lord this morning. And I want to continue the theme from Isaiah 40. It says, they shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. The Hebrew is a picture language. And folks, we think not in words, but in pictures. It says, in the 19th chapter of the book of Exodus, in the third verse it says, and Moses went up unto God, and the Lord called unto him out of the mountain, saying, thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bear you on eagle's wings and brought you. I brought you unto myself. Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice, if you will run to the voice of the sayer, hear God's word and trust in it. If ye will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. We have at this communion table a cup of wine and a piece of broken bread. That is they are nothing more than a cup of wine and a piece of broken bread, but they are a symbol. We look through them unto Jesus Christ. Speak ye to the heart. To Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, one already completed from the point of view of another, a past act, that her iniquity is pardoned. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Power to the faint. No might. The suggestion is sickness, disease, infirmity. Isaiah 53 says, he, surely he, amen, he, no doubt he. But indeed, he. But in fact, he. Has borne our sickness, disease, and infirmity, and carried away our pains, that is, the pains from the sickness, the disease, the infirmity. It expresses the reality. I am instructed to speak comfortably to his people, that is, to God's people, and tell them of Jesus as God from cover to cover tells us of Jesus. We take this bread, we take it by faith. For it says, he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement, that which was required to restore our shalom, our wholeness, our wellness, our power, our strength. The process, faith. We, by faith, take this bread and grab hold of the promise of God that we have in Christ Jesus. And we say, as we take this bread, looking unto Jesus, with his stripes, we are healed. Take it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thanking the Lord. Sixth verse says, oh, we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. Now, I don't know that there's ever been a better definition of sin. Or of, as to stay in the vernacular of Isaiah 40, of our iniquity. It says, cry unto her that her iniquity is pardoned. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. Iniquity, and the Lord has laid on him, that is, on Jesus, the iniquity of us all. We were separated from God by our iniquity, by our sin. Egypt being a type of sin and bondage. Sorry, I didn't mark the place. Ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bear you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself, God. Has done this. God is doing this. And at this table, we are to be in remembrance of Jesus. Of whom God's word, which standeth forever, declares, and the Lord laid on him the iniquity of us all. Can you grasp the breadth of the grace of God and declare with your mouth that which the heart faiths? As we take this cup, looking unto Jesus, and as he, that is, Jesus declared, it is finished. Take this cup by faith. In the power and in the strength that the Lord, who calls us his people, we are his treasure, we are his reward, and like Jesus said, it is finished. Oh, thank God for his grace and the gift of faith that he has given you, that he might bear you on eagle's wings unto himself. Take it in Jesus' name. Amen.